Okay, I got you. Thanks a lot. Okay, bye. Everybody, I have got some fantastic news.
Home Depot is going into men's fashions?
I wish. Well, this is something completely different. I was just on the phone with Barney Daly, the guy I built those houses for.
Oh, yeah, those big houses on the lake?
That's right. Well, apparently, I saved him so much money by coming in ahead of schedule and under budget that he has volunteered to finance one of the model homes and sell it to me for builder's cost.
Oh, Dad, that would be great for us. Us? You know what this will do for my social life? I'm already thin and beautiful, and now people will think I'm rich.
Are we really going to move?
Well, if Mommy really wants to. Of course, we'd have to sell this house, but it's the opportunity of a lifetime.
Let's go for it.
All right.
Whoa. Back up the moving van. I'm not sure I want to go anywhere. I mean, I love this old house.
Carol, when I had to replace the hot water tank last week, you called it a money-sucking pit.
Yeah, but it's our money-sucking pit. I mean, the kids grew up here, but this was our first home together. This isn't just bricks and mortar. This house is like a member of the family.
Did I fail to mention the master suite has a fireplace in it?
Well, I suppose a new house could become a member of the family. Mrs. Flynn. Yeah, well, I'll talk to Lily about it when she gets home from school. Okay, bye-bye. Huh, that was Lily's teacher, Mrs. Flynn. Lily got in trouble at school today. During recess, she threw the ball up on the roof.
Cool. You gotta bust your butt when she walks in?
Oh, I won't have to do that. I know my daughter. I mean, she'll tell me all about it when she comes in.
Hi, Mommy. Bye, Mommy.
Reese! Lily! Come here. Mrs. Flynn told me what you did at recess today.
Well, the other kids wouldn't pass me the ball. So I showed them.
That is no way to handle a problem with your friends. So I want you to go up to your room and think about it.
For how long?
Until you can figure out what the right thing to do would have been.
I know. I could have punched their lights out.
Keep thinking. I'm worried about her. She's never acted like that before.
Oh, relax. It's probably just more of these Lambert jeans coming out. Carol, we all went a little postal at Lily's age. I mean, at my 7th birthday party, I broke the pinata.
Were you supposed to do that?
Yep, but not over Bobby Preston's head.
This is incredible. Oh, beautiful skylines, intercoms in every room, and oh, these custom cabinets.
Yeah, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch this.
The dishwasher is empty.
Talking appliances? I feel like we're on the Jetsons.
Dad, this house is totally cool. I mean, the backyard looks like a park. You can see the lake from the family room.
Not only that, this house has solar panels, low-flow toilets, a trash compactor, and built-in recycling bins. If every house was built like this, we could save the planet.
Forget the planet. There is a lighted three-way mirror in my bathroom. Now I can look at myself, looking at myself, looking at myself.
Gee, we're talking hours of entertainment.
Well, you three certainly seem to be impressed, huh? Yeah, well, Lily, do you like the new house?
No.
JT Lambert to Mission Control, do you read me?
Loud and clear, Spaceball.
Man, this place is awesome. I'm in a bathroom with a jacuzzi tub and a steam shower.
Where's Rich?
Hi, honey. The water's blue.
I think this suite will work out just fine for Rich and me.
Hey, wait a minute there, pal. You are in the master suite, and I am the master. You and Rich plan on living here. There's a very nice little storage room in the attic that I think will suit you quite well.
Aw, man, the attic? That's really...
Boy, I wish I could do that to him all the time. Well, honey, what do you say?
Oh, I don't know. The house is so beautiful, but leaving our home is such a big decision.
Oh, no, come on, the girls love it. I love it. Come on, what do you think, huh?
Oh, I'm just not sure.
Yeah, hey, I tell you what. Let the refrigerator decide for you. Huh?
Refrigerator?
Yeah, just open it up and let it decide.
Carol, Lambert, you are one sexy mama.
I can program it to say anything I want.
Oh, what the hell? Let's go.
Yes, all right.
Okay, now there. You see that big empty space in the garage? That's where I'm going to put my shop.
Whoopee. You're going to have plenty of room for your glue guns and your putty knives. Meanwhile, you stick me, your own flesh and blood, in a little attic storage room where I can barely stand up.
Why do you care, JT? The only time you do stand up is to brush potato chip crumbs off yourself.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for thinking about me, Dad. By the way, when you're old, you're going right into a home.
All these beautiful hardwood moldings, huh? I mean, you don't see craftsmanship like this in houses anymore.
Kathy, Howard, this is my husband, Frank.
Oh, how are you?
Howard, Kathy, hi.
Frank, your house is just loaded with potential.
Yeah, so is it a good neighborhood?
Oh, it's terrific. It's very quiet. Well, except when Lars Lundegaarden and his family have their big reunion. Then they all get tanked up, stripped naked, and jump right in a snowbank.
They're a strange family, but every Christmas, Mrs. Lundegaarden brings us a big pot of Swedish meatballs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very nice, but we don't eat meat. We're vegans.
Mm. Oh, hey, no problem there. Because we've got some Catholics next door and some Jews right across the street.
But don't worry about it. I mean, they're not going to jump in the snow naked or anything.
No, that's a shame, too, because that Mrs. Rosenfarb's a good-looking woman.
Well,
thank you very much for letting us see your house, and we're very interested.
I'll be right with you. They love the place. Oh. I think they're going to write an offer today.
Oh, hello.
Oh, honey.
Mommy, Daddy, who are those people?
Oh, those are the people that are probably going to buy our house. Come on, let's go call Barney and tell him we're taking the new one.
I can't believe it. We're actually going to move.
You don't want to move to that stupid house, do you, Mr. Buttons? I don't either.
Lily, it is not okay to throw paint on someone just because they won't let you use their crayons.
When is it okay?
Never! And it's not okay to throw a ball on the roof either.
Mom. Let me try and talk to her. I had two semesters of child psychology, and I'm good with children.
Oh, that must be true. She is dating Rich.
Fine, be my guest.
Lily, I know that sometimes it's hard to talk to grown-ups, but I don't want you to think of me as your big sister, Dana. Think of me as your little friend, Bootsy. Lily? It makes Bootsy sad when you do bad things. So, tell me, why did you throw paint today?
Bite me, Bootsy.
Oh, yeah, Danny, you're great with kids. Lily?
No, go to my room and think about it.
Bite me, Bootsy!
This?
That one.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, did you get all the measurements you need?
Almost. Our contractor is still up in the attic making some notes. What do you think about the banister?
Lose it. Boy, I'll tell you, it's a lot more cramped up there than I would have thought. Oh, and by the way, whoever put in that flooring up there really did a shoddy job.
That would be me.
Well, there's no need to apologize. Nope, we're gonna rip it all out and put in hardwood when we turn the attic into a loft.
Well, I don't mean to tell you what to do with your house, but there's really not enough room up there for a loft.
Oh, there will be once we blow out the roof.
Yeah.
Blow out the roof? But won't that change the whole look of the house?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's very quaint, but we're just not into that little house on the prairie look.
Little house on the prairie?
Yeah, take it easy. It's going to be their house, remember?
Bookcases. Howard, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I think we're on the same page here. Lose it.
Lose it? Well, I mean, these are handcrafted oak. They were built with the house. It would just be a shame to throw them all away. You know she's right. Let's donate them to the Salvation Army.
I smell a tax deduction.
Howie, you are such a giver. Let's look at the kitchen.
Okay.
Howie, you are such a giver.
I'm so excited about this kitchen.
Well, it's a real cook's kitchen. Gosh, when I think of all the family dinners we've had here.
Actually, we usually get takeout, but I love the idea of having a kitchen that makes it look like I cook. We're thinking of going kind of European high-tech, you know, white.
Excuse me, I'm kind of confused. You know, I thought you bought this house because you liked it, but it seems like you're going to change everything.
Well, we're just trying to make it our own.
Yeah, and you should. I always thought the kitchen was a little tacky myself. Anyways, I hope you're not planning on changing the fabulous income-producing apartment next door. I mean, I live there and I'd love to stay.
Well, actually, we're going to turn the apartment into a kennel for our schnauzers.
That's great. I love schnauzers. In fact, it might be a step up from living with Rich.
Well, actually, schnauzers.
Well, I think that does it for us in here. We're just going to stop out back real quick and mark some of the trees we're going to cut down, and we'll be on our way.
Oh, Howie, we need more Post-its.
Oh, right.
Gee, Frank, this is terrible. We have this great house, and now they're going to gut it and turn it into yuppie land.
I don't get it. Why would anyone want to cut down trees?
Maybe they need more Post-its. Doing up? It's after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I couldn't sleep, so I came down here to start packing, and then I started looking at these photo albums. Look, remember when that was taken?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. It was Christmas. Lily took her first step right by the coffee table.
Yeah. Oh, look at this one. JT and Al opening their presents. Oh, this house is so great at Christmas.
Carol, this house is great all the time.
Yeah, well, not when the Adlers get done with it.
I know.
Frank, I know this sounds crazy, but I don't want them to be in this house. I mean, I feel like we're abandoning a member of our family.
You want to know something? I feel exactly the same way.
Really? But I know how much you love the other house. It's bigger and it's more modern.
Yeah, well, this house is more us. Mm. Huh? Come on, we have more than enough space, and the kids are all going to be gone soon.
I wouldn't count on that.
This guy can dream, can't he?
Lily's drawings. Oh, look what Lily's drawn here.
Oh, yeah. It's a duck sitting on a microwave.
No, it's not. It's a little blonde girl standing in front of a moving van and crying.
Nah, I still say it's a duck.
But can't you see it's Lily? She doesn't want to move either. Maybe that's why she's been acting out in school.
I still say it's a duck.
Mommy, Daddy, Mr. Buttons and I can't sleep.
Oh, come here, sweetheart. Is it because we're moving?
Maybe.
You don't want to move, do you?
Not really.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Well, everyone was so excited. I didn't want to ruin it for them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess Daddy and I should have asked how you felt about it.
That would have been nice.
Will you promise next time something is bothering you that you'll talk to Daddy and me about it?
I promise.
All right, then. That settles it. We're not moving.
Yippee!
But what about the Adlers, Frank? We have a contract. How do we get out of it?
Well, they still have to do their final walkthrough. And this is an old house. A lot of things could go wrong.
Frank Lambert, I like the way you think.
How did you know I didn't want to move?
Oh, well, I saw this drawing of you standing in front of a moving van and crying.
That's not me. That's a duck on on a microwave.
Oh, hi. Come in. Ready for your final walkthrough?
You bet. Well, so are we. So just make yourself at home. As they say, mi casa is...
Su casa.
Su casa. So just have a look where you want to. Just look at everything.
Is that faucet leaking?
Yeah. No.
We probably didn't turn it off all the way.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Let me show you where the shut-off valve is. No problem. Right over here. Get down here. Right over here. And then it comes off. There you go. Oh, by golly, I think we got it. Whew. Well, that was a wet one, wasn't it? I must not have put it on real tight when I replaced the faucet.
Well, that's okay. It's no harm done. We're going to replace all the fixtures anyway.
Oh, well, there you go.
Frank! The upstairs toilets are backed up again.
Mark, we have company, so ixnay on the app cray.
Your toilet's back up?
Yeah, well, it's not really so much the toilets as it is the sewer line. Boy, when those babies get backed up, sort of like a monkey house in a heat wave, if you know what I mean.
How often does that happen?
Oh, once, twice. A week.
Oh. Months. Well, how comforting.
Well, look, you're walking around a lot, so why don't you put your stuff on the kitchen table?
Yeah, sure.
I barely touched it.
We're not going to pay for that.
Well, of course not. It's not your fault. We just have a teeny little problem with termites.
Yeah.
Termites? Yeah, but it's no big deal. You know, so far they've only gotten to the furniture.
Yeah, well, it looks like those babies can chew through a table in about 2 hours flat. Yeah, but don't worry, the rest of the house... solid as a rock. Jeez. Well, don't worry about this. We can figure. You just sort of hang something right over there. I have a picture of Elvis on black velvet. I'll throw in with...
No. You can't just cover this up.
Well, you could.
My gosh, look at the studs are all eaten away. I thought you said that the termites didn't get to the house.
Oh, those aren't termites.
No, they're Bulgarian wood-eating worms.
Little devils came in a fruit basket from South America last Christmas. They've been munching on the walls ever since.
Gosh, I can't understand how the contractor missed all of this.
Yeah, well, you know... But these old houses, Howard, these things kind of pop up every now and then. But it's not going to make you change your mind, is it?
No. No, I guess not.
You're not going to change your mind?
What the hell is that?
We don't really know. But rumor has it that this house was built on an ancient Indian burial ground. But we don't believe
it. Well, of course not. But, Howie... Just to be on the safe side, I wouldn't let the schnauzers out late at night. We let our sheepdog out one night. Next morning, all we found was a flea collar and a little ball of fur.
Oh!
That's it. Termites, howling, disappearing pets. I do not want to buy this house.
Oh, wait a minute here. Now, we have a contract and you can't back out.
Oh, no. We have a contract that says that this house has to pass final inspection by the two of us. And frankly, this hellhole doesn't.
This is the most disgusting house I've ever seen.
The rats are back.
Oh, my.
And I know that some of you are upset that we didn't get to move, so I wanted to make it up to you in my own little way. Dana, I know this house doesn't have a lot of those fancy recycling things, but I thought maybe that you could put this to good use.
A can crusher?
Oh, man, those are great. They're way faster than smashing them against your head.
Well, I know how much you wanted to live by the lake, and since we can't, I got you this.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dad. Next Christmas, I'm getting you a picture of a shirt.
Karen, I did rig up a little something special for you.
Wow, a compact with a three-way mirror.
Now you can look at yourself looking at yourself. Well, you know the rest.
Well, that's nice, Frank. You got everybody a gift.
And I saved the best till last.
Yeah?
Go open the refrigerator.
Refrigerator?
Yeah, go ahead.
Carol Lambert, you're so hot, you're melting my ice cream.
That's great, Frank.
Well, you think that's great? Wait till you hear what the toaster has to say about your buns.